Welcome to The Road Back to Life with Ashley and Don, a program brought to you by Patients for Patients with Kidney Disease and their families. Hosted by The Road Back to Life, a mentoring group for kidney patients. For more information on The Road Back to Life, visit us at theroadbacktolife.com. Now, here's your hosts, Ashley and Don.
Thank you guys so much for being here and listening to our show today. And I'm so excited for our guest. I mean, I'm excited every time that we record a show, but without giving too much information away, today on our show, we have a true hero. So thank you so much, Bobby, for being here and doing our show and doing it the way that we have to because of everything going on in the world right now with COVID.
I am honored and super happy to be here and share this time with you guys.
Thank you. I mean, you just have an incredible story and we just can't wait for you to share it with our listeners. So we really appreciate it. And of course, we have Don here and he is recording over in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And how are you today, Don?
I'm doing wonderful. I am just enjoying a beautiful day out here and you know, and life is good. So, I am as well looking forward to hear Bobby's story. I've never met Bobby before until just before the show. And I am, you know, like I said, I've been waiting to hear his story and you know, we'll just, listen to what he has to say. And Bobby, welcome, please, tell us all about yourself.
Well, thank you guys for having me. I love talking about this story. I truly believe out there somewhere it has a way to reach and impact somebody. So thanks for having me. It's a big week for me. I turned 53 just a few days ago.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, thanks. And it's been a wonderful journey, to get to this point here. My main job of what I do is a soccer coach. I coach a U16 boys select team in the greater Seattle area. It's a year-round select program, and I do some goalkeeper training for that club as well. And I'm an assistant coach for Lakeside High School with the boys and the girls varsity teams. That's the high school of Bill Gates and Paul Allen. And it's a wonderful place there as well to impact kids' lives. That's why we coach. There's not a big career there, and it's enjoyable to mentor these kids and find a way to try to positively impact their life.
Absolutely. Very cool. And would you say that soccer is one of your main interests?
Yeah, it definitely has been for quite some time. Played college soccer and dabbled with a buddy overseas in Sweden for a little bit afterwards. And when that came to an end, it was freedom from soccer and opportunity to spend time elsewhere. And I basically want to spend it in the outdoors. And I've really turned to hiking, and some backpacking and then, some extreme or maybe crazy adventures, some might say, in the outdoors. And I just, there's not a day where you're going to find me sitting at home. I'm going to find a way to be outdoors, loving this Pacific Northwest air or the Rocky Mountain High or wherever I might find myself.
Hey, can you tell us a little bit about your story? You take as much time as you want or brief as you want, but you know, what made you want to be a kidney donor? I mean, people out there listen and go, why does anybody with two kidneys and has nobody in their family maybe that needs a kidney just want to go out and donate a kidney? You know, I mean, these are kind of thoughts and questions people probably have that, you know, might be considering doing it. And so just tell us a little bit about that story, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no problem. It's almost embarrassing to say now, you know, reflecting back, but I didn't even know you could donate a kidney. and until after my donation, I hadn't even donated a drop of blood. But I trace my story back to 2013. I was in the midst of my second divorce, which provided me the opportunity to really take a hard look at my life. I did not like where I was at. I was not at peace. I was not at my best, which definitely meant I was not going to be able to be my best for others if I wasn't as good as I could be for myself. And honestly, just stumbled across hiking one day in 2013 and loved the calm and the peace and the solitude that I was able to get from those outings. And I just continued to go. I shed more tears than I would care to share with you. In a 3-year kind of a deep dive into my life and where I had been and where I was and where I wanted to go. And so in 2016, I kind of popped out of all of that and felt like, here I am, world, I am ready to go and ready to embrace and just live whatever days I had to the best of my abilities. And lo and behold, shortly thereafter, I had a bike wreck that in the moment felt like it was the most horrific thing. It was super painful and just on my road bike and went head over handlebars, 7 feet, fractured my wrist.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it did not feel that good.
No, no.
Yeah. So once the swelling subsided, it was off for surgery and get that repaired. And I had a lot of questions like, you know, was I going to be able to play catch with my son anymore? And was I going to be able to golf and ride a bike? And, you know, I didn't know anything. I'd never had a surgery before.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came out of the surgery, the surgeon had some news that kind of rocked my world, that I had some donor bone and tissue in my wrist. So they could attach the plate and 10 screws that now reside inside my wrist. So,
wow.
So I was given the opportunity to write a letter to the donor family, and it was really powerful to communicate with them and share my thanks for Dave's donation. 'Cause now I'm going to get to live the fully athletic life that I want to, because of the selflessness on his part and the family's part to donate parts. And that was really, really powerful for me. So that kind of brought donation front and center for me and got it on my mind. At the same time there, my mom was going through her second round of cancer treatment, and us three siblings were ears and eyes for them, you know, making sure we catch all the doctor's info. And one day it just dawned on me as she's getting blood product that, oh my word, there's actually people donating blood that my mom's benefiting from. It seems comical and almost embarrassing that I just never really noticed it or put any thought to it. But now the wheels are starting to roll for me here with these donation things popping into my life. And shortly thereafter, I met a gal who had donated a kidney. So I got to hear about that journey, and through that I was able to meet her recipient. And she was a super open lady, and I asked her, hey, would you mind telling me life before and after your transplant? You know, I'd love to hear your story. And in the back of my mind, I'm starting to think about this kidney thing a little bit. And when she finished telling her story and the impact it had on her and her husband and her kids and her circle of friends, I was sold. So I immediately called University of Washington in Seattle and said, I'm looking at becoming a donor. How do we begin this process?
How cool. And I mean, just how inspiring that, you know, it started with a bike crash and that you kind of put all of those pieces together, which led to you donating a kidney, which is a life-changing decision for not only yourself, but the person who's receiving that organ. Because I don't think that a lot of people, you know, you have your surgery, you get your donor, you know, bone and pieces, and you're thankful and you move on with your life. But for you, it turned into donating an organ, which is a huge deal.
Yeah, I'm not going to question why things happened the way they happened. I'm super grateful for that bike crash that day. I tell you, when I laid on the pavement there, I wasn't. But if I knew in that moment that that was going to be the catalyst for this, I would have done it 10 times over. Because life has been just incredible, the journey from that point to here, and the real powerful pull even prior to my donation about kidney life and kidney advocacy, and the journey that now my life is clearly on that path.
Just incredible. And I mean, listening to your story, you sound like you're a pretty active person. And has donating your kidney hindered you in any way?
I definitely can sit here and count myself among the lucky ones and say, no, I've not been hindered at all. I've now got dozens of donor friends who've had it really rough. Their recovery has been a severe challenge, but I've been blessed from the beginning. It was hard to get out of bed the first day, needing help and just the technical aspects of getting out of a hospital bed. it was a real humbling experience at that point. But by day two in my recovery in the hospital, I had done 3 miles of laps in the hallways and just was itching to get out and get going, and just I've never stopped. I did my first hike 12 days after surgery.
Wow.
And I chose hiking kind of as a monumental first time out for me, because my 3 years in the mountains had been such a catalyst in my journey. I kind of wanted to honor that entire process by going out, and I went solo like I did most of those other, you know, 3 years as well, and shed a lot of tears, but just felt great. And granted, you know, 12 days after, I wasn't, you know, tearing up the trails, but
yeah.
But it didn't take too long afterwards. I've been able to hike my first 14er in Colorado.
Wow.
Yeah, like I said, you know, I'm here, and there's a lot of 14ers out here, and you're more than welcome to climb them all the time if you want.
Well, I tell you, Don, I've got plans to be there in August and would love to connect with you and see if I can knock out another 10 14ers while I'm there. It's just been fantastic. I haven't been hindered. I've been able to do a rim to rim to rim through the Grand Canyon, like a 47 mile, 17 hour journey. And,
wow.
You know, doing things of that nature and being able to complete them and just go, like, how lucky am I to be able to have this life and this fitness level, and kidney donation has not slowed me in the least. Super grateful.
Yeah, and we're super grateful for people like you, Bobby. I mean, quite honestly, you're our angels. You're the ones that selflessly give, and we're the recipients of it. And, you know, we don't even know how to express our thanks half the time. And the other half, it just doesn't seem like thank you's enough and that. But, yeah, you know, you got three other people here, myself, Bob, and Ashley, who had to learn how to get out of a bed to in the hospital after that. And myself, I had two nephrectomies, which was two kidney removals before, and then and a transplant in the middle of that. And so I went in, and it came to great use, let me tell you, after the...
Yeah. It's very technical. You don't realize how technical getting out of a bed can be.
I had no idea.
No. And it's hard.
And you know, you're welcome to come out to Colorado out here and visit, and I'll drive you to the base of the mountain. You just go from there, and I'll wait for you to get back down.
Okay. Deal.
I did Pike's Peak, and I did it in a vehicle. That was a dream of mine. But anyway, yeah. You know, have you? This is something that is kind of a touchy subject oftentimes to certain people, because not everybody's a living donor. Not everybody gets the choice to make, but you are what we call a living donor. You chose to give one of your kidneys. Have you met the person that you donated the kidney to? And just how emotional was that, or wasn't it? I mean, sometimes people don't want to be talked to, you know, afterwards, or found out about, or whatever. But just tell us a little bit about your aspect of this.
Yeah, I am and sitting here in the sunshine getting chills from your question, because I can picture the moment I met my recipient and other pieces of that story. And, you know, prior to donating, I had met a lot of donors and had heard all the whole gamut, you know, those who have met their recipients and those who didn't, and the good stories and the bad stories. And I was at a place where I really felt truly blessed to have the health that I had. And I feel like I had two kidneys. I only need one. I'm going to give it away. I have no idea who it's going to go to. We started a chain of donations through University of Washington from this. And I was like, that's great. You know, 3, 4, 5, 6 people, whatever it ends up being, those people are going to get kidneys. Like, that's awesome. And if I never meet my recipient, you know, no big deal. Just people are going to benefit. So, you know, Devin is housing my former kidney. And then my former kidney and Devin are becoming good friends, and that's a good thing.
Yes.
It's just good all the way around, and just fingers crossed that continues to be the case.
They can live together with no arguments. Is that what you're saying?
I love that. Right. Yep. Yep. During the surgeries, my parents and Devin's wife, Paige, were in the waiting room, and there were not many people in the waiting room. So it did not take them very long to eavesdrop and figure out who's who in there. And they talked, and they put two and two together. And my sister was walking with me in the halls after my surgery, and we were headed one direction, and Devin and Paige were headed right at us, kind of on a collision course. And my sister whispered to me, like, there they are. And I said, Debbie, we're not saying anything to them. The ball is in their court. If they want to, then no problem. But we're respecting their journey. And it's all kind of in jest, but serious at the same time, that I think Debbie and I were both itching to stop and give them hugs and have a party right there in the hallway. But we had a moment, the four of us, where we kind of paused because we all knew what was happening, and we just kind of, you know, said hi and smiled and kind of bowed our heads, and then we just passed each other, and then that was it. We didn't see each other again. And I know from now, I know they went back to their room and they were trying to see if they could get a hold of me. And I know I went to my room later. I was like, oh man, like, should I have talked to them? Should we have done something? And we never saw each other again. So it wasn't until a full year later, January 4th of 2020, where we finally met. And oh man, I'm telling you, to walk in and see the guy who's got your kidney, your former kidney, and know the journey that he's had and the challenges he had. The doctors had told him, you know, hey, dude, you should have been dead 2 hours ago for how the infection had just cleaned out all of his organs. And he was lucky to be alive. And here we are now. We get this opportunity to meet and hug and get Paige to cry, you know, his wife there, and just super awesome. And then we got to follow that up even about 6 weeks later by meeting Devin's mom and Paige's mom. And I don't know if you can imagine, but, you know, their son and their son-in-law, and now they get to meet, you know, the guy who used to have that kidney. It was a hug fest and tear fest and just a super, super powerful moment. And I've got donor friends that haven't had that. So I know I count myself lucky that I've had that. And I'll treasure each step of this journey as long as I live. It's been fantastic.
Yeah, my donor was my daughter. And when they told me I could get up and walk the next day, after I learned how to get out of the hospital bed, I grabbed my little R2-D2, which is the pole that had all the bags on it, right?
Yeah.
And I had it by one hand, and my wife was had the other one. And I'm walking down the hallway, and they said, well, you can't go that way. And I said, why not? Isn't my daughter right down the hall here? Yeah, she's two doors down. I said, well, I'll go check on her and make sure she's okay.
Yeah.
So that's where I was. And I walked the halls up there at the U, and I met a liver transplant guy and his wife. Just, you know, you meet a lot of different people on those walks sometimes, and you get to chatting because you're all in this together. You may have different organs that, you know, that's been transplanted. But it's really kind of a strange and different way people come together. It's just not your average way to come together because of what one person did. This isn't like, hey, I'm going to give you a Rolex for Christmas. No, this is a little deeper than that, you know? And so I get a, I just love to hear the stories. You know, if you can stick around, Bobby, we're going to have a part two here. And we're going to learn some more about this journey and get some perspective on how he feels about donation and maybe what some of you out there might be thinking about donating can do and can learn. Okay. And we want to thank you for listening. This is Don and Ashley. Saying be kind to one another. We hope this week's show has provided you with valuable information and inspiration you can apply to your life. Keep in mind, anything said on this show is for educational purposes only. As always, we encourage you to write down your questions and take them with you to your healthcare provider. If you have any questions for us, or would like to talk to one of our mentors at The Road Back to Life, please feel free to email us at mail at theroadbacktolife.com, and we'll be happy to assist you. Now be kind to one another.